Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Happy 2017, everybody. This is the time of year for what, Scott?
A gift?
Greatest hits.
You going to give me a gift?
Greatest? No, I don't have a gift. Greatest hits for UCB Sports and Leisure, and we had a great year. So many popular hits. Scott, why don't you introduce our first smash hit from this season?
Smash hit. The first one comes from Dan Van Kirk. Dan Van Kirk is a super funny guy. We originally met him because he's a fellow Bears fan. Is that how we first met him?
Yeah. He's an old school Chicago guy, and he plays Marky Mark. He does an impeccable Marky Mark, and we met Marky Mark at a charity commercial that he was shooting for some PSA, correct?
That's right. The plot was that he was shooting a fake commercial, or a real commercial, but that he was causing them to lose a bunch of money because he had a lot of requests.
All right, we'll check back in. This is a little Marky Mark, Dan Van Kirk.
Oh, hey.
Did you get a bag? You're going to want a bag.
All right.
You're going to want a bag.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll take one.
All right, what do we got here? This is the gifting suite?
Yeah, we've got Sonos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Speakers.
This is Mark. This is.
Is he American? He fucking knows my name, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Okay. I didn't mean to insult you. I'm just.
Sorry. This is Matt. This is Walsh.
No, I'm true. Scott, actually.
I'm Matt.
Scott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hi,
nice
good,
to meet
good
you.
To meet you guys. Yeah, it's great to. Yeah.
We're doing a short piece with Mr. Wahlberg.
Oh, good. Look, you should know right up. I don't know who you're connected with, how they got you to be here, but I'm honored to fucking come in and do this charity event for you guys and do this commercial. Everything's completely free, and I'd like to say thank you for taking care of me. Let's do that.
Sure, yeah. I'm in charge of everything here in the gifting suite. We've got a Sonos speaker here for you, and I actually haven't. Extra one, Matt. If you would like one to,
do you need one, Matt?
To take to Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
No, I'm not delivering one to her.
Great.
Why?
We'd love it if you would take it to her.
Cause how do you not know? You don't think she'd love it?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think she'd love it?
No, I don't.
You are looking at me,
Mark Wahlberg. Please, this is your gifting.
Is it possible she would love it?
I don't want to carry.
Is it possible she would love it?
It connects through Wi-Fi, and there's no lag.
No, you're kind of being a bully. I'm not bringing one home.
I'm just because you don't want to give your friend a gift. I'm an asshole.
I don't. I know she
way.
Doesn't want you. Or just take my word as an adult.
Okay.
That
I'll
tell
DM
her. From Mark.
I'm gonna DM her and say, "Did you get that Sonos?"
I bet she doesn't know you.
Sonos isn't even that great, to be honest. She'd probably give it regift it. So you're gonna make a third person's life happy that you don't even know. Way to go. Way to for not making that person.
I have a question.
We're leaving.
I have a question.
Five,
no, don't leave, dude.
We're
we got more stuff here.
No, go ahead.
Okay. What is a pet cube? What does this do?
Oh, a pet cube. That lets you keep track of your pet from anywhere. So it's a both.
Can you
Bluetooth.
Hook that up to people?
You could technically hook it up to people.
Like your brother.
It's like a biological thing.
If you had a brother and you were like, I need to know where you're at if you're going to take my car.
Sure.
You could hook it up to him.
The one caution is liquid damage. Does your brother...
Like a swimmer?
Well, like a swimmer, but also, listen, I've done my research. I know your brother cries a lot, and that could cause some
liquid
damage.
You're talking about
damage.
Paul or Donnie?
Donnie.
Yep.
Yeah. So it might not be advisable for Donnie if he's going to be a crier.
And the pet cube monitors your pet at home?
It monitors your pet.
Human?
It monitors your pet's vital signs.
Oh,
it monitors their bio signs as well as their moods as well.
That's interesting.
It's a medical bracelet.
It's like a medical bracelet, but it's a cube that you put the pet inside, and then it moves around with the cube around it. So you could put it on...
It's pretty shitty gift
you could put
right,
it on
guys?
Donnie's head.
Well, this is an ice cube.
I think all gifting suites are a
tray.
Blessing.
Really?
I do. I think it's a blessing.
I just don't feel like a lot of thought went into this one. We're talking about
it's giving things to people who don't need them. Like you're a 1%er. I'm most certain in terms of your annual
body
income.
Fat?
No, and annual income. Like you don't need this stuff. Like this is like
why not
consumerism gone
awry. The only person so far, the person we've established doesn't need this is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Correct.
So why don't you say what she doesn't need? Because you don't know what I don't need.
We also have some shoes here that are Bluetooth and Wi-Fi compatible.
Shoes?
Lady shoes. Matt, if you wouldn't mind taking a pair of these lady shoes to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, that would be great.
I'm not interested.
Well, just say you'll take them and don't give them to her.
What do you talk to people's
event,
feet?
All right, I'll take them. Sure, I'll take them.
Yeah, set this up. You guys set this up out of the goodness
I'll
of your heart, right?
Yeah.
Out of the goodness of your heart for me, and I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart for like dead dogs. And so everybody wins.
The dogs aren't, and they're not dead, are they?
Yet.
I think they're for inner city people to like take care of pets.
I think it's the micro grants to help people keep their pets at home. Is that right?
A micro grant?
Yeah.
Having a pet boosts your mood. It's very healthy for people.
Can I take a picture of you with the pet cube and the Sonos?
Take a picture with the shoes.
Can I get a pet cube?
What's that?
Put it in the bag.
Here, I'll
put
give
it
in the bag.
Would you give the pet cube to Dice? Would you mind passing the pet cube along to Dice?
I don't think he would. He doesn't really have a pet. But.
The shoes are made by Snapchat, so you can take... they're designed for upskirts. They're designed... Oh. You wear the shoes. What they're ladies' shoes, so it's not disgusting. They're ladies' shoes, so it's not disgusting.
It's less disgusting that a woman is taking...
taking her own upskirts.
Oh, they're not pointing at someone else's dress?
Straight up her own upskirt.
What would you want?
So it's like selfie skirts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, though. If you guys have my pair, because if I'm doing squats, then I can watch my own hamstrings extensions. Like,
but
on
you'd
the squats.
You'd be doing squats and heels.
You don't think I can fucking do squats and heels? This fucking guy, dude.
It's not, everything you do,
this isn't
him.
A challenge. No, this is not a challenge.
No, you're saying I can't do it. Give me these fucking shoes.
All right, here's your gloves.
Give me these shoes.
Jesus.
Give me these shoes.
You don't have barbells in here.
They're sound. They sound
don't
like,
fucking fight with me. Just hand them.
Where's your barbells?
What's that? I'm doing squats, dude.
I thought squat meant you put like 200 pounds on your shoulders.
It's a movement. It's not a weight.
All right.
I'm going to tell you right now,
it's
Scott.
A body squat. Body weight
Scott,
squat.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're very good at your show.
Thank you.
How's it going, Matt? All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
Put your gloves on. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, that's you know what?
Or your belt.
I appreciate that.
You got to wear the gloves?
Or the belt.
So how does he hook into the Wi-Fi in his shoes? Okay, it just automatically clicks into the Bluetooth?
Yeah, it has its own router in there.
Oh, okay. Shit. This is actually pretty good right here. I like this. This is
okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. The boom mic's not following you.
Are you getting more of a torque and a different
muscle?
That's
my fault to keep up with the
boom.
Let's
extend this boom mic. Hold on. Don't stop squatting. Let me extend the boom mic.
Does it work the glutes more? Is it working the glutes more?
No, but I can see the extension, which is what you want. Like, you want to see form. Do you not work out, man?
And I'm looking at my phone. I'm actually getting an image of my phone.
Hey, maybe this gift suite has a mirror for Matt.
Now, just look. If you look at the 5K monitor, you can see the results of those squats right here.
Oh,
in
let's 5K watch that.
High definition. That's a whole album.
Really quick, really quick. You guys need everything I do. I'm Guild, so you're gonna have to buy a ticket if you want to watch this 4K.
Oh, I love Dan Van Kirk's Mark Wahlberg. He has such a dick energy. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You seem really comfortable in the gifting suite. It's like your lifestyle now.
He's abusive. He's abusively good. And the one-armed chin. And Dan, we know since the days of Bear Down, because he used to come on as Doug Buffone.
Does a great Doug Buffone, who's a famous Bears announcer.
And he keeps repeating the score. Yeah, he's a local linebacker legend who might have had a restaurant or a car dealer or radio. He was in radio in Chicago.
He said that that it was sad that Doug Buffone passed away recently, but he said he did a show where he imitated him, and I guess his daughter was in the audience and was like, it's like you brought him back to life or whatever, even though it was a joke. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's also he's a big anchor to the Sklar Brothers touring company and stuff. So we love Dan Van Kirk, and he's so damn fun. And pretty good in fantasy this year, right? He's in the UCB Sports and Leisure.
He wasn't that good.
No?
He's all right.
Where did he
come? All right. I don't know. I beat him.
You beat him?
All I know is
who's in the playoffs?
My assistant, Daniel Tuckman.
Tuckman.
Yeah.
He knocked me out. F. Dan Tuckman. All right. Well, Scott, we have another greatest set. A super popular episode was with our friend of the show, Brad Morris.
Brad Morris.
He was playing the NFL rookie liaison at the Super Bowl, so during the big week of Super Bowl press events, et cetera.
And Brad's someone who's on our show all the time. He's really like our go-to. He does everybody. He does Prokhorov. He does... What does he do? He does the...
Well, we can talk about Brad after we listen.
Oh, sorry.
So this is Brad Morris at Super Bowl week being the NFL rookie liaison.
I got us into this after party, and again, this is...
I've never been to the Hard Rock Houston. I've been to the Hard Rock other cities, but never
been to
the Hard Rock Houston.
Honolulu. Pretty good.
Yeah?
This one's pretty well known. I don't know about the one in Honolulu, but yeah.
And do they know you... You got in because you're an actor, or they know you because you work for the NFL?
You know what? Honestly, sometimes it's hard to tell. It's people know me from stuff. They'd be like, wait a second, are you the Fonzie, like, Sun Chip? Or wait, I know you from something. And I'm like, yes, I did play a traffic cop in one of the earlier seasons of Modern Family.
So would they ever just let you in just because you're a friend of theirs?
I said, can I have a name for the character? It helps me figure out who he is. And they're like, no, it's traffic cop. And I thought, I'm going to name him Billy. So, that's what
You know what I do sometimes? Just slip people like a 20. And then you don't have to even try and be famous.
For
just
sure.
Right in.
I don't like to live life that way because I don't like to put a a dollar sign on an experience.
There's a huge line. Look at this. There's
Don't
a
worry.
Big line.
Let me talk to this gentleman here. Hey, how you doing, man?
People are pissed.
You got a name?
Hey, fucking get line.
Sorry about that. This would be one moment.
You got a name? I got a name.
Yes. Devin Tackberry. Hold on. Should be right up there.
This is one of the better perks of your job because you
honestly
deal with a lot of stress. We sat in a lot of those sessions.
It's a thankless job in some ways. In other ways, there's a way to pay in to the 401k and the health insurance. In some years, I qualify for it, so it's not the worst thing in the world. How we doing?
You know what I like about this doorman? He's like a cliche doorman. He's very big.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And just like a wall. I like that. Like when the doorman's actually like a doorman.
Makes you feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes you feel like everyone has a role to play, and this guy's like a big doorman.
He knows you're talking about.
Devin.
I'm sorry?
No Devin.
Try just under Tackberry. Sometimes they do last name first.
I know. I don't see a Tackberry or a Devin or a Devin Tackberry.
Try under
NFL.
I don't think it'd be under NFL.
It's not going to be as
where you work.
Yeah, no, I know. Try under Shelton Party. Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
He
doesn't. I don't think he's going to believe you're just Blake Shelton.
This is sort of analogous to show business. I got to say, there's always things that you're really close to getting. Like you talked about being an actor who almost got a part.
Yeah.
This is like a party that we're right outside the ropes looking in on. Don't you see them? Like,
I don't, because this shouldn't be that, because I know that I'm on the list, so it's not like.
So you're down on the list for me to go back to one?
You know what? We're recording for. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of UCB Sports and Leisure, but
it's not going to know the show.
I've heard of that.
Well,
what?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. I'm Scott. This is Matt.
I'm a trainer. I'm a trainer for the NFL. I do a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works. Yeah, he's with us.
But
well, we're recording him.
But I train a lot of the players every year. I'm actually
sexual harassment, financial planning, media savviness.
How to like not get a blowjob in a room?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Yeah, so it should be under Tackberry, and then these guys obviously have their own show, which it's cool that you know that. And between the three of us,
sounds like he's maybe going to let you in because you're with us.
Yeah, let me talk to my manager. See what I can do.
Also, let him know.
Can we have a plus one for him?
Yeah, let me talk to him. See what
I think.
Thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
Nice guy. Very nice guy. So, what skills in acting transfer to your job as teaching rookies how to enhance their NFL conduct?
Yeah. you know, I think with acting...
you okay?
The way
man?
That you can... yeah.
It's just a dumb party. We don't have to go.
No.
You want to sit down on the curb?
I'm good. I think I just swallowed some... I had some gum earlier, and I thought...
You swallowed your gum? That's...
That
takes 7 years to go all the way down your stomach.
So...
Do you want a glass of water?
Yeah, do you have anything?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a bottle of water. I got the Nike suite here. It's in my Nike bottle.
You got in the Nike suite?
You can keep the bottle, too, Devin.
You got this inside the Nike suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what I found in this industry and in acting is that sometimes the person that you're there to see isn't completely aware of who it is you are. And so...
Clearly that's the case, yeah.
No, but there's more to it than that, because what I guess I mean is we always need to be prepared to prove to people just the depth of what we have inside of us. And so I look at what happened tonight.
There's a Kleenex.
Yeah.
You're actually crying.
You know what
you're actually crying.
You know what I noticed is how close, that's the weird thing about this, Matt, that I've seen, is like how close he is all the time to almost getting something. Like even he had a one piece of someone's financial stake of a wide receiver that he used to manage, took off anything, he would have a lot of security in his life. And he'd probably own a condo with a parking
space. I think it's kind of what Theismann did. I think he let go of his career and he embraced his new life. I think in some ways, Devin, you need to let go of...
I thought you were going
to
say that it's like Theismann where his leg gets snapped into two.
But he took that as a learning...
Yeah, he doesn't regret or he doesn't wish he could still play.
Yeah,
like
you're just trying to keep playing football on a bad leg.
He was playing the hand... Yeah, that's it. It's like when Robert Griffin Jr. tried to win the game with a bad knee.
It's like when Jordan played baseball, he went back to basketball.
I guess I feel a little bit like Theismann... But as if it happens to Theismann just over.
But you're just like laying on the ground in it. Like your leg just got snapped and you just can't even get off the field. They don't even have a stretcher.
We're always ready for our third act. And some of us have been waiting longer than others for it. But
here's the guy.
Is this like a seven-act play?
Hey.
Hey. So I can do you two. You two can get in. You got to wait in line, though.
Oh, man.
Brad Morris, so good. Devin Tackberry, Scott.
He's the best.
He's a genius. I just like Brad being put upon. Like, is Devin Tackberry brutalizing him, making him not get into the party? He plays that so well.
He's one of those guys that no matter what we throw at him, he's always going to, like, he takes whatever we're doing.
I think I discovered him on Dice, or did I know him before Dice?
Yeah.
He played, what's his character?
Brioni.
I knew the suit.
He was awesome.
Yeah. And he also does Trump. He's been on his Trump.
He's been Mikhail Prokhorov.
Ozzie Guillen.
Mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel. He does a lot of great imitations.
And he went to the New Orleans Bears loss this year.
I don't think of it as a loss. I think of it as like a great
Trubisky
time we had.
Training time. It was really fun, and we had to push someone in a mobility scooter. Brad will tell you the story.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Ask Brad about the mobility scooter.
And I just want to say, Brad, MVP season again for UCB Sports and Leisure.
He's a listener. Came through big.
He did, as always. All right, this next bit I like. One, because I got to play a character, Scott.
You were Devin Tackberry.
No, I play Charlie Boxtroll.
Oh, Charlie Boxtroll. Sorry.
Devin Tackberry was Brad.
Oh, sorry.
And this is Maddie Wager as Bjork, and I play Charlie Boxtroll. And they're a father and a daughter who reunite. So Bjork's long-lost father comes into her life in a very surprising and musical way. Thank you. Can you process cheese, Bjork? I never asked you.
I can. I try to keep it on minimum because it does create gas and...
Irritable bowel syndrome runs in my family.
Well, we are a family, so...
So I just to warn you. And Creutzfeldt Jacobs, I had a great uncle who had that. Look that one up.
Okay.
And Osgood Schlatter. I had a brother who had Osgood Schlatter, but he ran cross country, so you might not get that.
Okay, thank you.
But that's a separation of the calf muscle from the shin bone.
Okay.
From repetitive use, but sometimes genetic.
Can I record that?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I thought you were recording everything.
I am. I'm just saying, like, I want to get close down to your leg. Let me try.
Oh, I don't got it.
Oh.
My brother had it.
Oh,
he ran cross country in college.
If you look us up on Ancestry.com, you'll see which one has the leg problem.
I don't have time for that. But
okay. Sometimes I do little mouth exercises to loosen up my mouth.
That's fine.
Before I sing. You should
go
try
ahead,
it.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Whoa, whoa. Like that?
Yes. Good.
I don't really do much of this singing normally, but like that? Fish mouth?
It's like a kiss. You're warmed up, Father.
Warmed up?
You're warmed up and ready to present to Shakey's, our father-daughter collaboration.
All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Shakey's Friday Night Old Timey Banjo. As you know, I'm Charlie Boxtroll, and sometimes I go solo, sometimes I bring my friends to back me up. But tonight I got a special guest. And before I just want to plug the appetizer. You know what? We'll do it when she comes out. Never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this. This girl, woman, is my daughter, Bjork. Come on, help.
Hello, Earthlings.
Can you believe it? Okay. Do you know Camp Town? Why don't you...
Camp Town Races. It's a
Camp Town
banjo tune.
Races. And plugged it. Would you mind?
Everyone... If you might treat yourself today, I'd treat yourself with sticks that are deep fried and stuffed with cheese that will probably clog all of the veins and arteries and vessels into your body.
It's only $2 more with any entree you order. All right, here we go. I'll take it off and then you go with it.
Okay.
Camp Town ladies, sing this song. Thank you, folks.
What are you guys trying to pull here?
Quick powwow. No problem. We're going to have a quick powwow.
This is supposed to be a fun kid song.
Sorry, sir.
This is how we collaborate. We have very different styles.
They all went out of the parking lot.
Tell them to come back in.
They're not Bjork fans. We thought they might be.
How about You Are My Sunshine?
Oh, that's a good one. You guys, we're going to play You Are My Sunshine by I don't know who wrote that.
That's I don't know either.
Oh, come back.
Come back, children.
Who's the birthday? Oh, the Carolyn. If you single out the birthday Carolyn. Girls, you win the audience over. Carolyn and Hector is the boy in the back. He's got the 20 people with the balloons around him.
It is your birthday.
Carolyn and Hector.
I actually have a song called Birthday by the Sugar Cubes, but that will be for another time. Today, you are my sunshine.
The Carolyn and Hector, right, Bjork?
Carolyn and Hector.
All right. Here we go. I'll take you down and you run. Oh, thank you. I've never gotten a standing. Oh, here we go.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dearest Hector and Kelly, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hector and Carolyn, happy birthday.
Shakey's Pizza. That makes me think of my friend Jay Lamro's dad who plays banjo at Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah. Is he good?
He's incredible. He's the best of all the old guys. He's like his 80s. He's the best. Yeah.
I always think of mechanical banjo players, but he's real.
He's being real. That's the thing. They're getting replaced by these stuffed animals.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Maddie Wager is so good. She's such a good improviser. And of course, her Bjork is
pretty spot on Bjork.
So bizarro. Like she has that fun, crazy, anything can happen. And Charlie Boxtroll is one of the only characters I can do. I'm not a big character person, so personal favorite is Sig, our producer. He enjoys that. And guess who played the music? That's a slowed down guitar. He slowed down a guitar to sound like a banjo to make that accompaniment to Old Susanna.
And did you play this song, Zig?
Zig played it.
He found it. Oh, okay, sorry.
He found it. Right. Anyways, that had multiple levels. Yeah, we went deep dive on that one. All right, this next one is with another amazing improviser from the UCB world, Drew Tarver. And I am going to get a physical, one of those maximum physicals where they spend 2 days examining every aspect of your body. And Drew Tarver plays the doctor. So I drank that stuff. I think I'm pretty cleaned out.
Yeah, you had
barium
a nice...
Barium or whatever, is that what it is?
Yeah, barium, yeah.
Okay.
Did you... you're pretty cleaned out.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting me the stool sample. That was great. Everything looks pretty good.
Oh, good. No blood or anything?
Yeah, no blood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, looks good. Like... and we did film you, and we noticed it was 5 or 6 wipes. So that's good.
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know there were cameras.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's just part of the physical. We should have told you that, but we don't want people to do modify... You know, what they normally do. We want to get
I'd like to see you destroy that footage before I leave, okay? That's a weird thing.
Oh, don't worry.
Out there. I know.
Don't worry about it.
But I'd like to see you zero out the file.
Okay, so I guess you just don't want to have that? You don't want us
to
have it?
I don't want you to have it?
Well, just so you know, it does have your face.
I know.
It is kind of an aerial view.
Was it in that light fixture?
Yeah. Yes.
That was a strange little... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but let's make sure we get rid of that.
Okay, yeah, we can have that deleted. Yeah, some people want us to have it for future reference, but you want it deleted?
I can't imagine why someone would want that.
Would you want a...
You just said...
Copy?
Do I want a copy of me wiping myself and shitting? No, I don't.
All right, cool.
I dread that part of my life anyways, really.
And I did notice that you wiped from... You went in from the back...
Is that good?
That is good.
So,
a lot of
front. I go in from the back and pull back.
And you
right?
pull back. Yes, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of people actually go in from the front and they kind of pull up
back
there.
To the front, and that's bad.
Yeah, they kind of pull up their penis and scrotum and wipe from the front, and they pull forward.
Okay.
And that's we don't. You know, we usually tell people it's a bad idea.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So no copy. And no wants it deleted.
Yeah,
great.
Tell what's her name. No
okay,
copy.
Okay, yeah.
Can you tell her to delete it?
Delete it?
Can you tell
her? You want to delete it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tina, he wants his stall video deleted. Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll just delete it from the iCloud. Great. Okay.
It's already in the cloud?
Yeah, it goes to the cloud pretty much immediately.
Please don't let that get out.
No, it won't. It won't.
All right.
Okay, so colonoscopy, if you want to get up here on the table. And I'm actually going to, yeah, okay. Sorry.
It looks like a roto-rooter. Is that the camera on the spool?
That is the camera, wow. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you got, like 12 feet of coil in there?
Yeah, I mean, we like to go up there. We like to get all the way to the small intestine. We got
to
get all the way.
So not up to the esophagus.
No.
You go into the stomach.
Yeah, no. We don't.
Just
to the entry of the small intestine.
Okay.
Where it turns from small to large.
Okay.
So we'll see all the large intestine and the colon.
You can go into the stomach if you want to. I'd love to get everything done.
I don't. Okay. No, that's not something you want.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to just release the table here. It kind of tilts back. Get you all the way back. All right. Oh, wait. You didn't put the seatbelt on. Whoa. You're falling off.
Sorry.
Put the seatbelt on so it holds you in.
It's just like an airline chair.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to back you up. Okay, whoa. Great. And we're in.
Oh. God damn it. God damn it.
Sorry, just wanted to
that
go ahead.
That's terrible bedside manner.
People tighten up. We got to go in quick. All right, so take a look here at the screen with me. You see?
Well, that's mine, huh?
Yeah, that's you. So we're entering the colon here. Looks pretty
like
good.
Drain pipe,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
Is there a light on the head of that?
Yes, yes. I'm going to turn the light on here. See that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's me.
That's you.
Doesn't hurt too bad either.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You'll get used to it. Yeah, we're going to go a little bit deeper here.
Okay. Go slower.
All right, sorry. How's this?
That's fine. Just, yeah.
Looks good. Okay, here, see this a little bit of excrement there. Right there, but that's all good.
I don't want to look at my own excrement.
All right, no. Don't see any bleeding or anything. That's good. Going to go a little bit deeper.
You know what? I'm not going to look. Just...
Actually,
I actually don't want to talk. This is actually uncomfortable. It's not the most pleasant experience.
Okay, you don't
starting
want to see.
Hurt. Well, it's just, it feels like a hanger a little bit. It's not terrible pain, but it feels like a hanger.
Yeah.
Or something, coat hanger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rigid.
Well, I'm actually going to go around a corner here.
You don't have to narrate.
Okay. Going around a corner and...
You really...
Hold on, we're going to look left and look right. You feel that left and right there?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I do. Here. That's not,
okay,
there's no traffic.
You
why do you look left
here?
And right? There's no
look
traffic.
Look left, right before we go. Look further in. And we're safe. We look both ways and go in.
Tell me what you're looking for.
Okay, see this here? This is maybe the start of a small problem. It's the beginning of a polyp. You see this? Yeah. Polyps, pretty common for a man your age to have, you know, beginnings of polyps. But that's something we want to keep an eye on, you know, if they get worse.
What's the difference between a polyp and a hemorrhoid? Can I ask you that?
Well, a polyp is a kind of, you know, those moles, big moles that kind of like hang off of someone's... No. The skin mole.
Like a skin tag.
Yeah, a skin tag that kind of like hangs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
skin tag.
An icicle.
I know, exactly.
Skin tag.
You could stop. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, skin tag.
A skin tag.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's got a small base, bigger head, hangs. So that is basically a polyp. And those are inside, and they can break off and rupture and cause some issues, some bleeding. So, but a hemorrhoid is
a hemorrhoid?
Weakening in the wall.
Oh,
it's a weakening in the wall. So that's something you don't want because it can stuff from your colon can leak out into your abdominal cavity.
Okay.
So that's something you definitely don't
want.
But we got some beginnings of polyps. You're going to look left, right, straight. Up, down, and go in. A little further in.
You don't have to narrate.
Here we go. Just squeeze past. Little turd. You want to take a look at that? That's a beginning of a turd. That's actually pretty interesting. It looks like it's maybe... This is before all of the nutrients has been removed. This is actually still pretty close to food here.
That's the transition from food to turd?
Yeah, this is kind of like the missing link between food and turd. So you see that kind of...
I guess, kind
of maybe looks... maybe there's some potatoes there.
Yeah, there's like separate regions.
Mm-hmm.
Like food... Or stool is more uniform, right?
And right, food, exactly.
Looks like peas one here.
Yeah,
and carrots
some peas
there.
And carrots. Yeah, yeah. Maybe or some of that kimchi. Burrito.
Burrito.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, I had a Slim Jim.
Oh, that's on the plane. What? Yeah, that was. That's what that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think that's Slim Jim?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could be. Yeah, that's Slim Jim. Let me push it a little
you,
bit.
Yeah, I was going to say why we stopped to look at a turd.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you why we stopped to look at a turd.
I just thought it might be interesting for you to see. A lot of people find this interesting.
I guess it is.
Do you want to see?
Are you saving this footage, by the way?
Oh, this is being filmed, yeah.
I know, but I guess I don't mind if this is out there.
That's okay. Well, we did catch a lot of your face on the way in.
So when it was spooled, you had the camera on.
Yeah, I go
so
ahead and turn it on.
So it covers the journey starts from you unspooling it to my face to going in my anus.
So often I forget to record, so I go ahead and start it as soon as we walk in here. So yeah, it caught a lot of.
I wouldn't mind if you clipped out the front end of this video.
Okay, clip that out a little.
Yeah, that's a little.
Just clip the front off.
It's yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course, of course.
It feels like a violation a little bit because it's so far in there.
Which I honestly don't think our president has done. I don't think he. I mean, what's he? You think he's actually grabbed a woman by her vagina? Come on.
What?
Our president.
Do I think he's. He admitted to it, didn't he?
Oh, no. That's just locker room talk. It's just him bragging to Billy Bush. You never bragged about something you haven't really done?
I don't know. I didn't like our candidate. Characterizing women that way. That was disappointing.
Oh, come on. Give him a chance.
Well, I guess we all have to. He won.
Yeah, he did. Fair and square. Fair and square.
I don't know about that. They're still... FBI's looking into how fair it was.
Oh. What?
Can we have this conversation post?
For sure.
Camera inside
yes.
my...
Yes, yes.
Intestine.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. Okay. This here... It's a little worrisome. We want to keep an eye on this. This
is
just like a little abrasion here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How much roughage are you eating?
I try to eat salad once a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a younger man, I probably ate too many like cased meats and corned beef hash, like stuff out of a can. I was a bachelor.
Okay. Good. You want to keep that roughage up. Make sure you eat a lot of vegetables. That's going to clear this out.
Do you believe in regular enemas?
Yes, yeah, you definitely need to get enema regularly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think keep it clean. Oh, yeah, as you can see here, there's a couple of turds stuck on the walls. You want to keep that clean.
Wait, so do you think they're up there for an abnormal amount of time?
Sometimes. These seem like they've been here for a little bit. I'm actually going to break them off, set them
like
free.
Like ancient turds?
Hold on, I'm going to break these turds off. I know. Clean those off.
Do it. Whatever you gotta do.
All right, it's cleaned off. Good. All right. And 1, 2, 3, pulling it all the way out. Okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to get it out quick. Sometimes the journey back can be a little bit more discomforting than the journey in.
It seems risky to pull it backwards off through that curvy road.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. You're good. You actually look. That's one of the more healthy colons I've ever seen.
I think that I missed that week, and you were just tuned in to you and Drew Tarver in that episode, and that was like one of my favorite episodes ever. The way he just worked in like these subtle conservative views during the normal
Trump
doctor
drops.
Visit.
Those Trump drops.
The Trump drops were. It was just very. Yeah, very subtle and super smart.
He's
super
such
funny.
A funny improviser. He's from Bajillion Dollar Listings, and he's on another Comedy Central show.
He does Ass Cat a lot.
He's a big Ass Cat guy. He's so funny and great characters. Like I agree. Like the weird conservative drops are so funny.
He does characters that he doesn't change his voice that much, but he just changes his point of view.
Yeah,
like really specifically, and it's I love that.
Yeah, and again, those are those sort of improvised scenes where you don't know where they're going. So. We generally don't know where the show's going when we sit down with our guests.
Yeah, that doesn't really make that one unique.
Who knew how far the show would go? So, I have another greatest hit, Scott. Do you remember Brennan Lee Mulligan?
Did I miss that one?
You were
too?
Gone that week. You were
gone.
In mid dice.
I was mid dice.
This is a guy who was a real LARPer in real life, so we had him play a character who was deep into the LARPer world and then graduated foolishly into the world of Ultimate Fighting. So let's check. Congrats on making the greatest.
You're going to say a round of applause. I'll clap.
Yeah. Brennan Lee Mulligan in our LARPing episode. This is a real spar. Obviously, don't hurt him. You're much better at this.
All right, half speed.
Go in the ring and see. Go with your gut. What do you think Muhammad Ali would do in this moment?
Okay, Muhammad Ali. Cool.
Okay. Touch gloves.
Touch gloves?
Okay.
You call that a jab? The only strike that will happen in this match will be you striking the floor and
Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay, time out.
Oh, God.
You were, your hands were nowhere near your face.
God, there's just fuck. There's just a learning curve.
Well, I wasn't going to do this, but I feel it necessary. I'm going to bring Queen Witch Amy to talk to you about your delusion. Because I think you need to stop this. As a journalist, I can't cover this story anymore because I'm witnessing suicide. Can you talk to him, please?
Hi, killer.
Hey, what are you doing here? Why are you...
Well, he contacted me.
Sort of an intervention.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've been prepping all week. And I'm really worried about you. I think you're moving into a delusional space here. And what I really, really found attractive and stimulating about you, at camp is starting to disappear.
I'm a little bit confused because I spent a lot of... Well, there's a couple things going on. Number one, you've always been my biggest cheerleader. You were at both of my matches where I got knocked out. And so this is coming a little bit out of left field for me.
After both knockouts, you were comatose for over 2 weeks, you know? I mean, your eyes were swollen shut. So there's a lot of time that you...
You're lucky to be alive.
We're all lucky to be alive.
Well, you have a career you've chosen that really puts your life in danger every time you step in the ring. I mean, let's not split hairs here. Yes, we're all lucky to be alive. Let's agree to that. But you are tempting fate every time you step in the ring.
Statistically, you are more likely to be struck by lightning than to be killed in the ring at an MMA fight.
Is there like a witch spell you can cast on him? Could you like use your LARP character to condemn him to never step in the ring?
I call upon all powers inside MMA and this world universe globally and universally. And I officially ban you from MMA fighting for the rest of eternity.
I redirect that spell to Matt.
I redirect it back at you.
I redirect it back at Amy.
I redirect it back at you.
I redirect it to my coach.
I'm going to redirect it back to you times infinity.
Oh!
What powerful magic. What sorcery is this?
Oh, God. Reality check.
Yes, reality check. Yes. Yes.
Reality check.
Reality check.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I left grad school to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You gave your wizard up for a little boy, and then 6 months later, you're doing MMA bouts.
I want to make you happy. If it will make you happy for me to stop this, I will stop. Now I do have one last fight I'm scheduled to do. And I feel, there's like legal issues with me withdrawing from that fight. I think that, what about this? Is this crazy to say? One last fight. If I lose, if I get in a pretzel hold, if I get knocked out, I'm done. But if I win, and if I win on my terms, then there's something here.
I would take that deal. Boy, Brennan's good. Brennan was so funny. And what's awesome is he knew so much detail. Like, he taught it in real life. And he could go so deep on, like, the LARPing world.
And that's how we do it. A lot of times when people come in, we just say, like, what do you know a lot about? Like, what are you sort of just an expert in? And then we'll just build a show around that, an episode around that.
Yeah.
That was a good example.
Yeah. And that was another...
And Zig was in that one. Zig, you were in that one? Our producer, Zig.
Was
Zig.
The boxing coach.
He was the boxing coach.
Boxing coach trainer.
All right. And you made the best of, Zig.
Congratulations. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Brennan. You were so funny and really fun to improvise with. Really fun to improvise with. All right, this next one is a UCB staple. Matt Besser, he does a lot of stuff here at UCB.
One of the founders of the theater, along with Matt Walsh.
And he, we had a football idea about instant replay and its use.
That's the one with Bess, with Matt. Like, we always try and think of ideas for guests, and like you know he's just going to bring in something great. So this is his idea, I think.
He's been in, he's been in the show before. He played God before, but this is him as the one of the tribunal in the NFL in New York City who weigh in on instant replay calls. So let's give that a listen.
Do you feel like you save marriages?
Oh, yeah.
You make them better?
Yeah, because it's good to have a neutral. That's the whole thing. It's good to have someone neutral decide who's right or wrong.
All right, well, talk me through our most recent one. So normally you're in here, if you're not doing anything, the TVs aren't even on unless the light goes on, and then you're following somebody's feed. Is that roughly how it works?
We do a replay of what just happened in their life, and they say, watch it.
And they're listening live? They're under a hood of some kind? Or they
can hear through the Alexa, or how does it work?
I lost you.
When you're talking to them, when you're making your ruling, since there's no referee living with them, you're treating them like the referees.
Yeah, we're talking through the Alexa.
Okay.
In the same way Alexa would talk to you, you hear my voice. Is that so weird?
No.
That is so disturbing. That's exactly my fear of where we're headed.
You know everything is being recorded at all times.
I guess you're right.
You don't think Alexa just wakes up right when you need her.
I totally agree with you, but I don't have an Alexa in my home. I don't want an Alexa. I just had this conversation with my kids.
You can have one of mine. I'll give you an Alexa.
I don't want one. I don't want a Google Home.
Echo, you don't have Siri.
Google Home.
I insist.
I have Siri on my phone, but I never use it.
Siri is using you. Siri is listening to everything you say.
I got an Alexa at the garage sale. I can give it to you. It was like $30. These people, I didn't even need it.
I just want to believe
this. And like I said, we've got full imagery using the same technology bats do at night to see by using their sonar.
Seeing people in intimate moments of their life.
I am.
Is that relevant to what you're supposedly doing? Like, shouldn't you just turn it off until they put the red light on and say, okay, now watch us? Or
Replay. It's all replay. So they agree to let us see the last...
The fight, the 10 minutes or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Sometimes it can be very intimate stuff that's very raw and sexual in nature. Like last night I had one of those.
Please. I mean, you don't have to get graphic and don't reveal anybody's identity. By the way, these aren't NFL.
I do have to get graphic if I was going to tell you what happened. But if you don't want to
hear it. These aren't NFL employees that you're doing this service. This is just John Q. Public.
Yeah, it's just a service. It's an app you sign up for.
Great. Okay.
Like I see this all through sonar, bat night technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm actually seeing this. I'm basically seeing the bodies. But in this case, the woman said, the man said, hey, can I come in your hair? I got to come. Can I come in your hair? And
can I ask a question or?
Go ahead.
What was his relation to the woman? Were they husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend?
They were newlyweds.
Newlyweds. Oh, it was their honeymoon?
This is their honeymoon night.
Okay.
Why would you put cameras in your honeymoon suite?
It was in a hotel and hotels.
Yeah, especially the Ramada. Those have.
Any argument in a bathroom, I can't help you with because there's barely any cameras in bathrooms. Except for Chuck Berry's restaurant, let me tell you.
All right. Oh, you can tap into that.
So he was saying, come in my hair like 5 times, he said?
And he said, can I come in your hair?
Can I come in your
Did
hair?
It seem like she was surprised to hear this? Like, this is the first time he'd been saying it?
No.
Even though it was the one? Okay.
No. And so she said, yes, I love you. Come in my hair.
That doesn't sound like a fight.
So he said it 5 times and she said it twice. Okay.
And then he came on her back. She got mad. And said, I agreed you could come in my hair, not on my back.
And you could see where the cum landed and all that with the bat technology.
Yeah, but they're also saying all this. It doesn't even matter. Hey, you come on my back. I don't need to see it.
Got it.
But I do see it, nevertheless.
In like a black shadowy
filter. We also have heat sensory, so the cum shows
is probably
up.
The hottest thing in the room.
Shows up red hot on this.
Or the beating heart.
So you see it in his balls first, and then you can see it travel? Or is it hot when it comes out, or is it hot before it comes out?
It doesn't get truly... It's not Superman technology. We can't see through his...
skin, yeah. Tissue.
Oh, so the skin blocks the heat. It seems like heat is heat. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. You ask me. Is your balls as hot as your red hot cum? It's the surface. I guess
you're right. It's a little hotter once it comes out.
So I had to make the decision, and at first I was.
She said she was mad.
She was mad. I said my hair, not my back. So I ruled for her at first, but then he threw the red flag, and he asked for
an appeal. Really?
I looked at it again. We zoomed in on her back, and guess what, guys? She has a hairy back. She has a very hairy back. And so I ruled he did, in fact, come in your hair because you have a hairy back.
Did she realize she had a hairy back? Or was that? Did she just discover she had a hairy back?
That's none of my business. I could see that through the bat heat vision technology, sonar technology, that she had a hairy back. And I said it.
Do you think their relationship is better? Like, for example,
I think it is because it's not one of them just deciding to acquiesce. That's how a lot of couple arguments
end. But, like, even if you weighed in, it's still like, oh, come on, really? You know.
Oh, come on, my back.
Classic Besser.
Classic Besser.
He's so good at being snap judgment characters. Strong point of view. Really funny, as always, Besser. And
The thing I like about Matt is he'll, like, follow a train of thought, and he'll walk his way into like sort of a trap that's like really hard to improvise out of and just make himself figure out how to get out of it.
And did he not win the Fantasy Football League last year? I think he might have won.
You bringing that up?
I'm just saying. He's a football person.
He is, sure.
He's a football person.
No, I won 2 years in a row. And
no
then
one
he
asked
won,
when you won.
And then you're in the championship this year.
No one asked
year.
When you won, Scott. No one was asking when you won the fantasy tournament.
Well, look at the trophy. My name's on the side of it.
You know who else made our most popular hits? And this is like this would be the encore in a rock concert because it's Andy Daly and Madeline Walter, who's also super funny. And Andy plays Dick Pepperfield. And Madeline plays an unfortunate person involved in the town that Dick Pepperfield sort of owns. I think that's all you need to know. Dick Pepperfield is a busted out
and the golf
sports
course
announcer
built-
who's no good at sports.
And the golf course is built on a
trash heap.
Trash heap, okay.
So give a little listen.
Yep. Well, this is my home, and it's, as you can see, it's tremendously huge. This wing here is full of all sorts of Disney memorabilia.
Oh.
The animators in the old days, Walt's animators, used to amuse themselves and one another with pornographic drawings of the famous Disney characters.
So you did get something from being a Disney. Like, I've never seen some of these cells. That looks like a player piano or something.
Yep.
This looks like this is pretty phallic.
Yeah. A lot of it is, yeah. Yeah. This was stuff that I used to root around in the garbage at the Burbank studio as a child, hoping to catch a glimpse of Walt.
So, once a trash king, always a trash king. Is this a
freezer? What is this?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's Walt's head.
Come on, they didn't freeze him.
In this freezer?
Huh?
It's like a safe that's cold, Matt.
It's funny. Some people believe that Walt was cryogenically frozen to come back, and it's fascinating that people think that. But the reality is, it was just his head, and he was brought to the crematorium. They were going to cremate him, and some guy that worked there took his head as a souvenir, and it kind of put it on ice.
Uh-huh.
Just a guy that worked in the crematorium.
Ice. Just ice.
Yeah,
just put
just
it in an ice chest.
Frozen like a hunk of steak, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it got sold around, It was, a lot of people had it over
Never
the years.
Heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I got my hands on it, and here it
okay.
is. This
yeah.
is old Walt's brain.
Did you get it on, like, the dark web, or did you get it through family connections? Like, can I ask you that?
What a coincidence it would end up with the family.
Yeah,
I mean, that's nice.
You're a blood relative to that man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, exactly. No, I had to, I had to fight a German monarch to the death for this head. And this fellow was, he was a baron.
And he had it in his possession?
Yes.
Yeah. And the deal was, you can kill me, but if I win, I get my uncle's head or whatever?
No, he had it.
Right.
And we just had a fight to the death. He was the Baron of Upper and Lower Lausitz, I seem to recall. This,
yeah.
he He chose the swords, and in my opinion, he gave me the better sword.
But I was there. He took me with him because
she was second.
Sure.
Yeah, and just at the very, very end, I snuck up behind him and I just hit that lights out button. You know, that I just strangled him.
We didn't come there to play fair.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like cheating that someone just comes up.
Oh, it wasn't fair. Oh.
You were hiding in the curtains and then just came out and choked him out?
Oh, yeah, I'm a very good hider.
Mm-hmm. That is dirty pool.
You know,
well, yeah, gosh, I don't remember what was going to happen if he defeated me, what he was going to
get. Yeah, that was
get.
My question.
Right, if he defeated, because he had the hit.
Like, what's in it for
I
him?
I think he gets to kill you is the only thing I could think of.
I think that might have been it. For him, it was just the joy of killing.
Just the joy. Well, yeah, he did. He loved to kill.
He was very excited about it. Yeah.
And you actually said he could kill both of us, which I didn't necessarily
consent to. That's it. I did tell him that.
He got the benefit of a double kill.
Well, there's two heads in here. Are one of these one of his blood relatives?
Oh, he threw in another head, and I've never known who it is. Oh,
okay. I know. I always try to figure it out. Maybe you guys can figure it out.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
I can't. It's a frozen head. I mean,
what's the difference between cryogenically frozen and just regular frozen?
Ooh, cryogenically frozen versus regular frozen. I think in cryogenics, the thought is you're going to be thawed out and brought back to life at some point.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And regular frozen, it's more like, oh, this is just a trophy to keep.
Yeah.
You know, if you would thaw
so
this out.
So you couldn't reanimate these heads.
The science does not currently exist to reanimate the heads. As soon as we're done with the 2.5-week-long cartoon, we're going to get to work on that.
But the people are allowed to leave?
We got a full roster.
Before that.
Yeah, there will be an opportunity. Well, listen, I mean, that's what we're saying.
But we're hoping to get an influx of some STEM folks once we open the gates. You know, we'll have some people who have...
STEM cell folks?
Yeah, some science-trained people.
Oh, okay.
People in the STEM fields.
Got it.
And they'll get to work on this.
Got it. I was assuming you guys were working with illegal stem cells trying to reanimate Walt's head.
Not yet.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're
can I talk to you for a second?
Can I?
I feel weird. What?
Lena,
can I talk to Lena for a second?
You guys are going to talk privately to Lena?
Real quick, I'm going to go over. This is Daisy Duck fucking Pluto. I've never seen that. Come over here by Daisy Duck fucking Pluto.
Thank you.
All right, there's something else. I want to get something out of the library to show you guys. I'll be right back.
What's up, Scotty? Lena.
Are you okay?
I was just wondering, when you guys leave, could I come with you?
Yeah.
Can you sneak me out of here?
I don't think we have to sneak you out.
You have to sneak me out. Well,
this is a free country. You should be able to leave.
It's a free country, but we're not in the country. We're in Trash Hill.
Okay, we'll take you out. Hey,
I'm feeling like I'm in danger. I mean, Are you in a relationship with him?
Well, I mean, what is a relationship really? Let's hash this out on the outside.
Okay, yeah. We'll just talk about it.
Okay.
We just need a book.
Yeah, you just need to disguise
Dick.
Me.
Yeah! Hey, Scotty and I wanted to show Lena this car that we have.
I've never seen a car where the wheels aren't made of old rotten cheese, and I want to know.
2.5-week cartoon.
Sure, you're going to do some car research?
Yeah.
Putting a car in the cartoon?
Maybe we'll hit a cow's head with it, you know, see the brain splatter or whatever.
Well, listen, whatever it takes for you to research so we can get this film made, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's terrific.
What did you grab from the closet? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, this is a painting.
Hey, man, I'm getting in. I don't know. You want to get in?
Yeah, I just want to see what Dick got.
Let's just get in and we can look through the window.
I'll roll down the window. Come on in, Lena.
Don't roll down the window. Leave the window up and get in the car.
But I just want to see what Dick
does. I know, look through the window, Matt. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to say goodbye to him so he's not suspicious.
Oh, okay.
It's just a nude self-portrait. I wanted you to get a good look at it.
Oh.
See that?
You drew it.
That's actually a really nice body.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
See that?
Come with us, Lena.
Okay.
You guys can have this. You guys want it?
Sure. Scott would love that.
No, don't take it.
Fine.
If you take something from him, he'll track you down forever to get it back.
Well, I'll just put it in the trunk.
All right.
Andy Daly is... Dick Pepperfield. He always has a lot of women around him, or a farm he's running,
or several daughters.
Yeah, several daughters. I love the Crooked Glasses charity where he was raising money to lower or raise people's ears so their glasses wouldn't look crooked on their face. That's a great fundraiser.
He's one of the this is a character that started off in a movie that you were in, but years ago, and I remember he came to the table read.
and knocked just, it out of the park.
Just sat, it kind of sat in, like not necessarily, yep. didn't know if he was going to get the part or not, and just killed and just improvised and stuff during the table read. And then, you know, did great in the movie, of course, is awesome. And then, but since then, is just this backstory of his character has grown.
Yeah, he's been on the show several times.
So now it's just to the point of like madness. Yeah. So good.
We always love it. And Madeline was so funny too. She has the Definitely Dying podcast, which I did, which is a pretty intense little show, but really fun.
About hypochondriacs?
Yeah, people afraid of dying, et cetera. But she's such a great improviser, and she was so good when we took her away in the car. We were trying to protect her. So congrats on making the greatest hits to Andy and Madeline, and thanks again. Scott, that is the end of our greatest hits, Volume 1.
I'm a little bit proud.
The most popular hits.
I'm kind of proud.
We just dropped them. I know. It's been a great year.
We did a good job.
We cranked them out, and really funny guests. Thank you to all our guests. Thank you to Cody Sigler for always knocking it out of the park with the soundscape, music, and production. Even booking guests brings him in. He's really solid.
And a thank you to Anosh McAdams for all the publicity and the great artwork and being here every week and making sure we get the word out about the podcast.
And thank you to Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Thank
great
you,
year. And you know what great we should time. Leave him with? A little end-of-the-year bonus track. You want to pick one? Just we like, probably, you know how they end with like an epilogue or something? Like we say peace and then drop that track. What do you want to drop?
NASCAR?
Yeah.
Well, this is funny because sometimes we show up and our guest actually didn't arrive and has like a conflict.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we just have to do an episode, just the two of us. So this is what happens when that
yeah,
occurs.
And the idea of sponsorship and sports had been out between us for a while. We've been talking about something like that. So thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Peace. Now, I understand we have an actual microphone in one of the drivers, and we have to plug isotoner gloves, right?
Well, maybe let's frame it a little more positively.
Sorry.
We were lucky enough to get sponsored. This episode is sponsored by Isotoner Gloves.
Okay.
Right? And they, in order to promote themselves, asked us to, you know, check in with a driver who is wearing Isotoner gloves down there on the racetrack.
But we're going to cover racing, too, right? It's not just a plug for Isotoner, I hope. Coca-Cola. Oh, shit, that's the Coke guy. I got to go kiss his ass.
Okay.
We're losing money, just so our fans know. We're a bit of a sellout. Sorry. This might be our final episode.
We're running a little tight on budget, but after we work with Isotoner Gloves and hopefully Coca-Cola, which, you know, a corporate sponsor of the Matt is courting right now as we speak, we'll be able to, you know, keep this little old tugboat afloat. So let's go down live to the racer, Gail. I don't know if you, Pete, let me just a little bit. Gail Bernhardt.
Hey, Ricky's Ricky. Yeah. Ricky.
This
there
is actually.
Ricky. I'm getting a light on the fourth thing. I got my RPM meters going a little
Gail,
high.
Gail,
I'm going to come in on the second turn. I want you to get the jack guy ready and the pneumatic guy ready, and I got to piss.
Hey, Gail, this is Scott.
Who is it? Who's in my headset?
This is not Ricky.
Ricky, I need to talk to Ricky, my crew chief.
Your pit boss is actually,
who the
just
fuck
be...
are you? I'm getting jammed here. I'm going to channel 2.
Hey, Gail, I'm on all your channels. I'm sorry to say,
who
but...
Who are you?
Hey, I'm Scott Armstrong. I'm from UCB Sports and Leisure, and
hold
we just wanted to call in and... I'm trying to call...
Ah, dust.
Okay, be safe out there. Hey, I just wanted to call in and check in. How those Isotoner gloves feeling on your hands?
All right, you're with the corporate sponsor. Yeah, Isotoner gloves, I'm wearing them today. Now get fucking Ricky on the phone. Get him on the headset.
You know, for safety reasons,
I
probably should get him
on,
but I actually don't even have the ability to do that. We've been connected for the next 5 minutes, so...
I can't take a pit stop for 5 minutes? Oh, man, I gotta piss. I gotta get a bottle.
I don't think it's normal to pee while you...
Oh, I gotta downshift. Oh, god dang. Oh, I had a big gulp before the race.
Is it exhilarating?
How many laps we got? I'm not getting feet. How many laps are left in this thing?
According to my... I'm looking on my iPhone right now. Let me Google. What's your race called again?
I'm not getting any feedback. You blocked all my... It's a Daytona 500.
Yeah,
where are we? About halfway?
Let me Google.
That's 500 laps. That's 1 mile. Jesus fucking Christ.
Google.
Let's wrap this up.
Getting a spinning wheel. But
I need my support crew.
What's it like to race at high speed and risk your life? No other sport really is. Are you risking your life in such a way that? I mean, you've lost. I mean, I know your name's Gail Bernhardt.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
And
hold on, I gotta turn. Jeez! Oh, so many G's on this one.
You're only now turning? Because it seems like you would have
been turning the whole time, but I went down low. I had to pass number 62. Eat my dust!
Oh, no. Look out. Look out. Right behind you. Right behind you.
Thank you for that.
See, that guy is really... You're really falling behind.
Don't talk to me. Don't strategize with me unless you're Ricky.
Okay, sorry.
Is there any smoke coming out of my engine? I feel like some time.
You know, I'm looking out of my window here. I don't know if you can see me, but I'm... If you right,
I'm not look,
you,
no,
you just
I'm
went
not,
by
no,
me.
I'm not, okay, well,
if you can see me up,
no, I can't see.
I'm behind a glass. But anyway, I can see Ricky's holding up a sign to me.
The cheese.
Ricky
so
is
so many cheese.
Ricky's holding up a sign that says pit stop.
All right, I'm coming in.
He's telling
two
me
laps.
To tell,
tell
you
him.
To say.
Tell him.
Okay, I'm holding up two fingers, and he's saying peace sign. He wrote peace sign question mark.
I'm coming in two laps. Tell him to get ready.
I don't have a whiteboard. I just have, like, my hand signals.
Your hand.
So what are the rules when you pit stop? Do you have to slow down by a certain
time? I'm coming
time?
In. Just okay. watch.
All right.
Well, all right, check four. Bring it on. I need
Hey, Gail. You got to shift a second when you go around the snake pit.
Thanks, okay. Ricky. All get right. that fucking guy out of my headset. Okay. That's Scott Armstrong. See ya, chump.
You want a sip of water, Gail?
Stay on, Ricky. Stay on my headset.
I'm running alongside you. Got it? You want some water, Gail?
I got it. Throw it in the car.
Have some Gatorade.
Throw it in the car. No, I'm slowing. Give me that. I need the cap.
That was fascinating. That was like what a real pit stop's like, huh?
You're back on. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm focused.
All right, well, stay
under. I did my plug.
Stay under 18 miles an hour until you pass that red line. Just a little idea for me.
Was there a yellow flag? What do you mean 18 miles an hour?
When you're in the pit row, you can get penalized.
I'm out of the pit row now. I'm on the track.
Okay, well, all right. You went a little faster. I think they might flag you for that. I don't want to brag, but as a journalist, I did Wikipedia you before this. And they said that you're pretty much known for going in that extra gear when you're in the straightaway. Is that true?
Yeah, I have an extra gear that we hide when the inspectors come and look at the engine, make sure it's regulation. When they leave, my guy sneaks in and puts in the extra gear.
And you take the... Don't
record this.
Okay.
The cheese!
So what's it like when you go... Are you guys kind of like a band of brothers on the road when you pack up the car and go from one racetrack to another?
Yeah, we're like family. I'm going to rip this headset off. I really got to focus.
Ricky's telling you... He's holding up another sign. He's saying you got to pit again.
Fuck. Oh, no. Look at that. Oh, the engine temples. Oh, I'm... Oh, it's on fire! It's on fire! God damn you, Scott Armstrong!
Are you okay, Gail?
Fuck you!
I'll save you. Take your helmet off.
I'm out! Is that invisible? Get the invisible flame extinguisher.
Keep your gloves on.
I got the invisible flame. That nitro flame, come on! Oh, fuck.
Watch out, I'm running.
Ricky!
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.